Search crews in Texas continue to pick up hundreds of small pieces of the Space Shuttle Columbia. About 46,000 pieces have been found, but only a small fraction has been reassembled at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Engineers say they have months of work ahead of them. They're focusing on damage to the edge of the shuttle's left wing as the most likely cause of the accident. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Investigators studying the wreckage of the Space Shuttle Columbia say they are surprised to see that the shuttle broke up into so many small pieces, most of them weighing less than a pound. So the task of organizing them is vast. At a hearing yesterday, NASA official Steve Altemus, who is in charge of this job, told the Columbia Accident Investigation Board that a computer database is helping them keep track of where each of the pieces fell to Earth. That tool, in turn, has helped NASA locate one of the most valuable pieces of all, a data recorder that had logged readings from more than 700 sensors on the shuttle. It had been part of the shuttle's electronics, or avionics, package.
We actually plotted the four corners, if you will, of where the avionics bay contents had fallen. These guys went back and did a research of those grid areas in East Texas and located that black box.
Engineers say the tape in that recorder appears to be in good shape. They plan to play it over the next few days. If the recording is intact, investigators say it could help them pinpoint the cause of the accident. Even the smaller pieces are starting to tell a story, but Altemus said it's hard to identify which of the scars and burns were caused by the initial damage to the shuttle and which were caused by the heat of falling through 200,000 feet of atmosphere.
We see that a lot of the parts have come through an aluminum molten rain cloud, if you will, where they have aluminum splatter over much of the debris. We see that molten aluminum on almost everything that we have back.
That aluminum is the structure of the shuttle itself, which melted during reentry. Very little of that metal reached the ground intact. So instead, investigators are focusing on more resilient material, especially from the leading edge of the left wing. That's where debris hit the shuttle during liftoff. And investigation board member Scott Hubbard said a new analysis narrows down the location of that impact to the edge of the wing or just below.
This information leads us directly into testing whether or not this impact could have been the initiating event for the tragedy that followed.
Week after next, engineers will start firing large chunks of foam out of an air cannon at 500 miles per hour onto samples of heat shielding tiles, hardened wing edges, and other components from space shuttles. They want to see whether the foam that fell from Columbia's external fuel tank could have done lethal damage to these materials. All these activities are encouraging to retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who heads the investigation board.
We haven't solved this yet, and we don't know that tomorrow or next week an important discovery will be made out there in the debris collection area or in the reconstruction area by putting two of these things together. That discovery is still out there waiting for us, and so we're banking on it.
Investigators counsel patience as this painstaking process continues. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.